This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. How you doing?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You know, I'm excited to see you, mashallah. You look very, very active despite our trips.
May Allah bless you, my brother. You know, they say you take every precaution you can and you actually keep on doing whatever you have to do. So we've been traveling together, we tested together, we were negative together, and mashallah, the trip is coming to an end.
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant acceptance to every effort that you make and everyone else makes, myself included, in service of the deen of Allah. And that's very interesting because I feel that we're all working for the same boss. And so the more the merrier, you know, the more they are working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better it is. So, because we will be obviously growing and expanding the company. What that means is, if you look at it as a business, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ, just using that term, if you look at it as a business, we want to expand the business. Whether I am a manager of one branch, you will be a manager of another branch, someone else will be a manager of another branch, we will all be excited that the business is growing. But if I'm a manager of one branch and I'm fighting you, and I'm against the fact that your branch might be doing slightly better, this one's branch, then I actually would have lost the main plot of having, of being working for one boss. You know, we are working for Allah. There are so many departments of the deen, you know, and so many ways of reminding people to come to Allah. And when more people come to Allah, whether it's by me, by you, by the effort I'm making, you're making, the schools, the people who are doing da'wah to the non-Muslims, those doing da'wah to the Muslims, those who are dealing with certain subjects, those who are dealing with the enemies of Islam, there are so many departments that, you know, the last time I counted, I actually counted 22 different departments, but there are much more. There are much more, much more departments. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from us. So it's been nice to travel with you too.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. You know, this is a discussion I want to center it on our trip. Alhamdulillah, we've traveled several times, not once, not twice, not thrice, and alhamdulillah, it's been amazing. Now, prior to our trips, I didn't even listen to your talk. But subhanallah, after our trip, I like look at your character, and I was trying to figure out, okay, you know, are you different from the cameras? Are you different from, you know, when you stand on the stage and you pass the message? How does this man behave?
What do you think?
And you know, alhamdulillah, one, like you have been amazed, subhanallah. And the first trip, second trip, third trip, there's one thing or three things that I was able to pick from you. The first one is this: every blessed day, there are people that are, you know, sending terrible words, insulting, and, you know, creating a lot of, you know, raw and about you on social media. Now, if it was me, Sheikh, I wouldn't keep quiet. I would want to, but may Allah make it easy. But you have that, you know, calmness. You don't reply them back. You don't say anything. Habibi, how do you do this?
Firstly, I don't know of much. I don't actively go through it unless someone highlights it to me. That's number one. Number two is, it's a very, very minute percentage. You know, out of 50 million, you might get a few hundred people, a few thousand people, so what, you know? That's there. Another thing is, when someone attacks you, you need to remember one thing. You are busy serving Allah, right? Allah will defend you. The minute you actually go out to respond to them, you are doing it for yourself, no longer for Allah. For me, that holds very little weight. I'd rather leave them. It's okay. If someone punches me, two punches, I mean, big deal. People have punched Mike Tyson 1-2. He punched them back 500 and knocked them out, you know. In my case, I'm not into that game. But if someone punches 1 or 2, big deal, you know. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. You do the work. Allah sees it. You know, according to that verse, the messenger sees it, the believers. And obviously, this is a verse that was revealed at the time of Rasulullah. The lesson is for all of us. You work for the sake of Allah. You do the job. I'm managing a branch of the branches of the same business. So they might not realize that. You know, I may not do it the way they do it, but my branch is also a branch. I'm still serving the same franchise, serving the, you know, I'm talking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes you have people, you know, even people of knowledge at times, they will attack you, they will say something, excuse them, you know, leave it. Because when I defend, I'm defending for myself. But when I keep on working, I don't want to stop working for the sake of Allah. Mm. Imagine if I'm spending 12 to 14 hours a day in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. When I start worrying about what people have to say about me, and I know that I've been as genuine to Allah as possible, you know, those people are not in your equation. It was never between you and them. It's between you and Allah. So why bother? It's between you and Allah. Just let them be. That is their job. It's not your job. Their job is to attack. Your job is not to attack. My job is not even to respond. You know, if Allah wants to close you down, you'll close down without an attack. There have been accusations against Rasulullah, against Aisha radiallahu anha. Who cleared their names? It was Allah. They didn't clear it themselves. The same applies to so many others. So as much as I have the right to defend myself, but I feel I will become preoccupied by it, and I feel that it's not necessary. I feel, bi-ithnillah, I mean, those who know me well, they've traveled with me or lived with me or done business with me, now, you know, in my life within the last 20 years, I feel they would know better the type of person I am. And sometimes those attacking you are worse than you are by far. They have no morals, they have no values. They are at times guilty of this more than what they are accusing you of. Sometimes they want fame, sometimes they are on the bandwagon, sometimes you can clearly see their agenda. Don't just leave it. Leave them with their agenda. You continue. Your agenda is to serve Allah. You know what? There are millions of people and billions of Muslims.
Right.
If you are going to waste your time within your few years that you have on earth, you regret it when you go into the qabr. Because you would have had a few days and you wasted those responding to people. Brother, do the work. What's going to help you in your qabr and in the akhirah? Responding to the people or just continuing to do work that you could? I want to plant. Say, for example, we are planting seeds of trees. Someone is saying, why didn't you plant a guava? Brother, I'm planting peaches. I love them. I'm planting mangoes, pomegranates. If you want to do the guava, you may do so, you know. But don't tell me, why are you not doing what you think I should be doing? I'm busy. The minute I stop and I start arguing about whether or not to plant the guava, or why didn't I do it, or why did I plant the mango slightly this way or that way, whatever the reason is, brother, I'm busy planting, leave me alone. And if you don't want to leave me alone, I am going to leave you alone.
Yes.
It reminds me of Habil and Qabil. لَإِنْ بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What lesson do we learn from that? He says, Abel tells Cain, it's mentioned in the Quran, that if you are going to stretch your arm in order to kill me, I'm not going to stretch my arm in order to kill you, because I fear Allah, Lord of the worlds.
Yes,
if you want to stretch your arm, it shows that you don't have work. It shows that you are not busy. If you were busy, you wouldn't do what you were doing.
Yes, sir.
Now, those who are genuine, sometimes they will correct you. They will call you out for something that really is genuinely a cause of concern. In that particular case, yes, you need to look into it. And I have. And you need to retract, or you need to apologize, or you need to perhaps change your stance on something, or maybe change an opinion on something, or correct yourself. That happens. But usually that is among a very strong circle of friends that we have. So that's why you find me very calm. I mean, they can say what they want. Habibi, they are not in my equation. They are not in my mathematics.
Yes.
My addition and subtraction, multiplication and division is between me and Allah. And, you know, we're trying our best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I feel sorry for the younger guys like yourselves, and those who are facing, and you will face challenges, you will face so much. I feel sorry for the guys, because not all of them have that strong willpower as me. People say, this guy is famous, perhaps he's this. You know what? I've been on the scene for more than 20 years, minimum, more than 20 years. And on social media for a minimum of 15 years. I think people say, and I have one thing in me that I believe is a good habit. It is consistency. So every day do something. Every single day, make sure that you do something. Without a single day that you're going to give a break. Not one day. Whether it is a Monday or a Sunday or a family day or a holiday or whatever other day. So that consistency, that continuous, you do this, it grows. It grows. خيرون, where do I get it from? خَيْرٌ عَمَلِ مَا دِيمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلْ. The best of deeds, that which is done regularly, even if it is a little, two sentences, three sentences a day. And I have my strategies. Barakallah.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah, Shaykh. This is amazing. And I ask Allah that He makes us better than you. And you know, we may people. May Allah make you better than what others even think of you.
May Allah make us such that He accepts us.
Ameen, ya Rab. Amazing, Shaykh. The second thing I learned from you is that, you know, during our trip, I broke your tripod. Now, I know you love the tripod, right? And I was wondering, what am I going to say to Shaykh? You know, my heart was like, boom, boom, boom. And I just spoke to you, and I was like, Shaykh, the tripod is broken, but who will get another one? And you know, the thing, what you said was, you see, there is khair in it, there is khair in it. There is khair. You always, whenever a situation happened, you always said there is khair in it. And it made me remember the saying of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ مَصَّبُرُ إِنَّ صَدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Like, you know, our patience is at the beginning of the calamity, not in the middle of the calamity. You know, how are you able to build this quality? What comes to your mind always when a tribulation happens?
Look, whatever I do, I try and draw cue from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. One of the things that I learned, let me give you this example. I looked for a tripod. I went myself. I was in the UAE in Dubai. I purchased what I thought was the best, and I got what I thought was exactly ideal for me. And actually, everything comes with a plan. Before I was born, Allah has created these tests, and He knows what's going to happen to me completely. Allah's knowledge, يَعْلَمُ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ وَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ إِذَا كَانَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ. Allah knows everything. What happened, what will happen, what will not happen. Everything He knows. So when you told me, and I saw it, and just as I saw it, you told me, the tripod is broken. What did I say? Say Alhamdulillah.
Exactly.
Alhamdulillah. This is a material thing. You damaged the vehicle, you broke the phone, you smashed it. There is something good about it that you don't know. You don't know. I may not know. Not now. You have to say Alhamdulillah. Hey, forget about anything else. First, Alhamdulillah. أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. On the day of judgment, try to be from among those who will be called out when they used to say Alhamdulillah upon all conditions. So it's an opportunity for you to show Allah that, oh Allah, your decree, I'm excited about it. I may not understand it. I'm a human. It's considered a material loss. Big deal. I have not lost my link with Allah. Why should I shout you? It broke. And I wasn't expecting it to break, but I know why it broke, because of some stampeding.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we can always replace it. If not now, then later. You know. And we were in, it was a rural part of Nigeria, right?
Yes.
In the north. And what happened is, you told me that, I said, we'll get another one, don't worry. You said, but we will have to wait to go to the capital city. I said, no, you will find one here. I know you will, because there are so many people on social media, so many people. It might not be the same quality, and we got a replacement straight away.
Indeed, indeed.
Look, and imagine if I got upset, I was even saddened for a minute because my tripod broke. Big deal, my brother. So I like to always remind myself, thank Allah. Oh, nothing negative can happen to a mu'min. Nothing, never. Someone dies, your bones break, your car is smashed, you lost your job, your everything went wrong according to dunya terms. Wallahi, according to Allah, it went how He planned it. How He planned it. Thank Allah, it could have been worse. Imagine my bone broke instead of that thing breaking. You know, I would have still said Alhamdulillah first to start with. May Allah protect us all. It's a tough one, but I'm just letting, I hope I would. And then we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we work towards improving the situation. So that I've developed that habit over time. Before, I may not have been exactly like that, but I've developed it over time. You know, when we did our tests for coronavirus, we were together.
Yeah.
And I was prepared. What did I tell the brothers? I said, brothers, if we test positive, we will quarantine together 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and no problem. Everything can wait because health comes first. But we will continue to do our da'wah even while we are isolated, or while we are in quarantine, whatever else it may be. And subhanAllah, the results came negative and we were happy. Hence, we are sitting here together. We've been together anyway for the last so much. So may Allah make it easy.
I mean, Sheikh. Now, you know, there are a lot of young people. When we traveled to the north, you know, I went out in the night and I met a lot of young people. So what I try to do, before, I don't address people the way I did that night, but after my trip with you, I've seen the way you speak to people directly, and I picked one or two things from that. So when I went to them, I acknowledged them, and I began to speak to one person. And before you know it, the entire people there, subhanAllah, they all came and they were listening. You know, the feeling I got at that moment, wallahi, I've never ever felt it that, like that. What advice do you have to the young du'ats who are coming up? What should we focus on? What should we really look in so that we will not grow up and make the mistake of those who have made the most terrible of mistakes?
Don't let it get to your head, number one. Do it for the sake and the pleasure of Allah. Number two, لَا تَخَافُ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Don't ever fear in the cause of Allah the negatives of those who are negative or those who are going to be negative. Those who are going to say things, accuse you, whatever. They might say you are after this, you are after fame. It will grow. It's not you who grew, it's the work of Allah that grew. People get upset when they see a large following of a sheikh. Ask yourself, subhanAllah, it's not the sheikh, it's actually the work of Allah that is growing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. So we do it for the sake of Allah. And then remain humble. If you know me and you've interacted with me personally, long-term or semi-long-term, I try to maintain that consistency. Yes, I'm a human. Yes, I falter. Yes, we commit sins. Yes, we are sinful slaves. Yes, there are things that we fall into. We ask Allah to forgive us and we continue. But we are not evil people. And we don't promote hate and hurt. And we want people to come closer to Allah. So that's something I always like to remind those who want me to remind them of something, to say, as you grow. I told you many years ago I met you. The first time you had a program, did you know? And I told you, my brother, this will grow. Do you remember?
I remember.
Because I saw your attitude, I saw things. And you know, sometimes people, look, I'll be honest with you, fame gets to the head of people. You have to constantly remind yourself, this is nothing. You know, if Allah wants, He can take it away now. And there are people who will be jealous of you because they are not where you are. They don't know how, kids, young kids, you know. I am sitting here, I'm way into my 40s, and I have sometimes someone 20, 25, and they don't know. They look at you, they don't understand what you've done. They know not much about you, and they become envious. Out of their envy, they attack. They want your attention. Don't give it to them. Continue doing the work. And be humble. Like I said, look at people. You know, you told me that there were, when you went out that night, there were a lot of people who let me not say the exact terms, but who were into the nightlife. And you went out to street da'wah to talk to them. And I always like to look at a good quality or two of someone and start with it and build on that. So remind them of the good that is within them. You know, you're a good person. You're a kind heart. I'm sure you have compassion. There must be reason why you have this weakness or that weakness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it and He is waiting for you. And He would be so happy if you turned to Him. At least read one salah a day. Now, you will have a negative person. You will remember, social media is free, is open for all. There are so many minds of people, they will always look at a negative. They'll tell you, there are 5 salah a day, why did you tell him at least make 1? But my brother, I'm telling him to start. It's my way of telling him, start somewhere. And according to me, he'll do 1, then 2, then 3, and he will build. And Allah will give him the sweetness of that salah. They will look at the negative of it. When you do something, they won't look at the positive. They won't try and give husnul dhan because they don't believe truly in the hadith. They might know the hadith about giving people husnul dhan. Even the Quran tells you not to have these negative doubts. They don't know that. They don't follow it. So if they don't follow it, it's not your fault. You know, you must continue to do the good work and you must have a good perception of what people are doing. Don't only concentrate on negatives. Whatever you do, there will be some people who will just look at the negatives and they will tell you, Shureb, why did you go to talk to them? Haram. There were boys and girls, men and women. How did you go there? Why did you go? You're supposed to lower your gaze. You can't. You're supposed to be far away. My brother, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while the people were doing tawaf around the Kaaba naked, he used to look down and say, Ayyuhannas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. He was there, but he didn't participate in it. He only looked down and said, oh people, say la ilaha illallah, you will succeed. Say la ilaha illallah, you will succeed. And you know, at that time, subhanAllah, that is something extremely courageous. He was a Nabi of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to continue to do that, even though people who don't know will actually continue to nitpick everything you do. They will, and you know what? They might have a momentum. They might have a little bit of a following and a gathering. Don't worry. Those people, Allah will guide them. And if that's the way they think, tough luck. But if you're going to come out and start replying, who's going to do that street dawah? You will be depressed within 2-3 days. You know, earlier on, some years ago, when I first started off, a negative comment used to bother me. I don't even know. To be honest with you, I don't see a lot of the comments. At times I do. I have some of my family members who actually do some of that. I actually have an admin or two who actually help. And we have a good, solid, circle of ulama and scholars that I have within myself. And I know these are my confidants. We work together. We have a similarity in our approach. Although each one of us is unique, but Allah loves this. He made us unique. Sure. You and I are not the same. But you will reach people, I will reach people. There will be an overlapping of certain people, and there will be certain people who only like you and certain people who only like my method. That's okay. It's fine. I'm not in competition with you, nor are you in competition with me. I'm doing it for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, competing with each other regarding good deeds, that's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I see you've done something good, I must also do something even better when it comes to good deeds. But subhanAllah, Allah Almighty, when it comes to that turning back to Allah and seeking forgiveness of Allah and changing your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at those above you, turn to Allah, be better than you were yesterday. That's a hadith of the Prophet as well. You know, that the 2 days should not be the same. You should be better than the you were yesterday. So there is an overlapping of those two ahadith. And you've got to guide the people to say, listen, you're turning to Allah, you know what? You should be better than you were yesterday. And when you're doing good deeds, you need to look at the others. Al-khayrat, you look at the others and try to do more quietly. Not to brag about, I did more than you. I'm going to do more than you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to fix you. It starts becoming ugly. The sincerity is lost. If the competition is with one another, without Allah in the equation, it could lead to shirk. And if the competition is with one another for the pleasure of Allah in a very calm way, non-cutting but encouraging all, you know, by me competing with you, why should I discourage you? Why should I belittle you? That's not for Allah. If it's for Allah, I empower. I come out and I appreciate, I thank. And you led by example, so you are going to get a full reward of what I've done. So that's how we should look at that.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. You know, Shaykh, just before we end this discussion, a lot of young people out there, you know, are going through problems, you know, no jobs, no...
Allah.
You know, most of them are depressed. Allah. Most of them, they are finding difficult for them to, Allah. You know, build their relationship with their maker. And I've had a lot of young people coming to meet me, and they are confused. Some of them... People want to kill themselves today. What message do you have for these people that are watching right now?
I think we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah has a plan, and difficulty and hardship is part of the test you will have to go through while you are on earth. It's part of your examination. We believe we were sent onto earth in order to be tested by Allah and to worship Allah alone. So while you're on earth, you will notice everything going wrong. Nothing happens according to you, besides pockets of things. Never lose hope. These days of darkness do not last forever. That's the reason why يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ. Allah causes the encircling of the day and night upon each other. The night comes, it doesn't last forever. Then there is daybreak. The daylight doesn't last forever. Then there is night. In the same way, you make a profit, you make a loss. It has to happen. The loss won't last forever. Your struggle won't last forever. Your sickness, your loss of job. If you bear patience and you continue to try and you do whatever Allah has given you within your capacity, a day will come when He will open your doors. He knows when. But don't miss an opportunity thrown at you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't miss the opportunities. And also, don't give up on the worshipping of Allah. Because sometimes people pray. They say, I've prayed for so long and you know what? It just hasn't helped me. That's wrong. It will help you, it has helped you. It shall help you and it will come to your rescue because you are worshipping Allah, and the worship of Allah will come to your rescue because that is Allah who we are worshipping. And if you give up, everything stops there. So Allah never gives up, man gives up. Allah knows the right timing. Sometimes He's holding on because there are people who perhaps he knows that at a certain point you will have better than what you would have had had you had it a little bit earlier. So whether it's marriage, whether it's the jobs, whether it's income, whether it's sickness, disease, loss of life, of people around you, you're lonely, we are here with you. But more than us, Allah is the ultimate. Allah is the ultimate. We can only make dua. We can only say a few words. We can only assist materially. Allah is the one who will provide for you. Don't lose hope. We have all been through challenges, myself included. Sometimes it seems like you won't make it out of this challenge. But Allah took us out of it. And today we're sitting. People don't even know. When you look at others, their lives seem to be so rosy, but they're not. In actual fact, they are only showing you a part that looks rosy. People look at your life and they think this person has it all, but we know you don't. We know that you are also going through struggles of a different nature, a different level. And Allah tests everyone according to His love for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَى. When Allah loves you, He tests you with bigger tests because He wants you to have a bigger certificate. He wants you to have a bigger degree so that you can actually go to Jannatul Firdaus with greater ease. Your sabr, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will grant the recompense for those who bear patience without limits. So subhanAllah, be patient and know that every moment of struggle, every tear you shed, every trial, every tribulation, Allah gives you a tremendous reward simply for the patience that He made you endure, and may Allah make it easy. Ultimately, if you are terminally ill or there is something seriously going wrong and you feel perhaps you might not make it and you may pass away, while we have hope in Allah, we must continue to seek the forgiveness of Allah, read the Shahada often, and we must make sure we prepare for the day we are going to meet with Allah, because that is inevitable. And we must be convinced that the day we meet with Allah will be the best day. For a believer, it is the best day that's going to be. And so we should be looking forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what. Have you sought forgiveness? Do you continue seeking forgiveness every day? Yes, you have. If that's the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you from His mercy. Are you an evil person making other people's lives difficult? If that's the case, change your ways and habits. Become a good person. And become a person who, inshallah, is closer to Allah. Allah will love you. Allah will give you Jannah. Man أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. Whoever loves the meeting with Allah, Allah loves to meet him too. And we've learned that one of the greatest gifts of a believer is for him to pass away in order to go to Jannah. We hear about Jannah, like I've said before, but no one wants to pass away. So these are the few words perhaps I could share with you. There is nothing on earth that should warrant you and I to commit suicide. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. Also, remember to supplicate continuously. Make dua. When you make dua, Allah knows what part of the dua to give you, whether to give you exactly what you want, whether what you're asking for is actually worse than the situation you're in. Allah knows all of that. So trust Allah. Barakallah.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah, Shaykh. That was a beautiful one. May Allah bless you. And looking forward to travel with you again.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi. Me too. I'm so happy that these holidays that we have had, I spent them here with you in Nigeria and the team of brothers, Brother Ibrahim, Brother Abdullahi, and several others. We were in the same group. And may Allah accept whatever we have done, that which will be known to the public and that which will not be known to the public. Either way, remember, we must seek from Allah that He accept. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. May Allah forgive all of us. Jazakallah khair.
Barakallah fiqh. Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. You know, if you're watching this right now, this was never ever meant to miss you. We've heard what the Shaykh has said. What we need to do right now is to sit, think about yourself, and know how to fix yourself. You know, the world is so short and we might just go back to Allah at any time. So we might as well go back to Allah in the best of ways. May Allah bless you all. Until we meet again, we'll leave you all the care of Allah.